Weiter in Shasser and Zvachim Daf Lamed Hey, picking up on Lamed Dalam Bees by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom of the line. Let's just take it back a little bit to something we mentioned on yesterday's Da Wah 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 Fa. We know when people bring the Korban Pesach. We brought the Korban Pesach and part of that after the Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam is you take the blood, you spritz it on the Mizbeach. But the Kohanim were dealing with tons and tons of blood over there. And what would happen, let's say a cup that the Kohanim was holding fell to the floor and it didn't get on the Mizbeach. Then what ends up happening, the person is not Yotzei his Korban. So therefore, in order to make sure that doesn't happen, what they would do is, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kohen would collect some of the dam that's on the floor, put it into a kli, which is, one of the holy kelim, and then put it onto the mizbeach. And since the cup would at least have a little bit of a drop of spilled dam, then the chiyuv of zrika would be fulfilled through this, and the person's korban pesach would be valid. Right, so Yehuda is saying that a single blood application be thrown on the part of the mizbeach's wall that's above the base of it, because that's how the daven of the Pesach is put. Yeah. Now, with that in mind, here we go. Gufa. Tanya. We'll listen to the Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kos Echad. Hayim Amali Midam Taruvas. On Erev Pesach, they would go, the Kohen would go and fill up a dam with mixed with blood that was intermingled from the floor of the Azara and put it on the Mizbech. Like we said, She'im Yishapech. Echad Meham said, if let's say one of the Kelim holding the dam of the Pesach would spill on the floor over there, is put in the Mizbech. Nimshu Machshiro, he's Machshir it right now, and it's good. Amar Lo Rehuda, the Chum said to him, Halo Lo Neskaba B'Kli. Aye, but the blood in the dam was never received in the Kli, and therefore it's not Roy. So what is it going to do if you're going to fill up this cup of blood from the floor and putting on the Mizbech? So first of all, the Gemara says for a second, Mina Yadeh, how did the Chum know that the blood on the floor is never received in a Kli? I think saying that's like as if this is a guarantee. How do they know that? Ella Shemelon is kabbalkli. What it means is maybe the dam on the floor is never received in the kli, and therefore it can be put in the mizbech. Okay, so now I'm gonna hand this is back to them. Beep, turn the page. On the hymn enough. Afani lo amarti ella kishen is kabbalkli. I also said the coin would gather some of the dam on the floor and apply it only when the blood had been received in a kli. And we could assume that the life blood was received properly before it spilled. The who gufe mina yada, and as for Rabbi Yehuda, how could he know that the lifeblood on the floor was certainly something that was scabbled in a kli? Why is he aware that maybe it spilled directly from the animal's neck onto the floor? And for the Gemara, nah, Kohanim, they are careful. Kohanim is reason. They're very careful when it comes to these studies. In general, it says in Mekabel Lekulo, they would catch everything over there. It would fall on the floor right away. V'avdin haya u'mishtabchin. But they did it very quickly, and therefore, maybe some of the stuff would then spill from it onto the floor. It's haya mehir, it means they're going very quick. And therefore, then you go and you collect it up. So it's going to be, hello, dam, atamtsis morvo. But isn't it true also there's going to be dam that drained out, is mixed in with the lifeblood that was spilled from the kli? So why would you collect it from the floor and put it when most of the dam over there is blood that drained out, which is not ra'oi to be brought on the mizbeach? It goes according to his own logic. Dam, atamtsis, kari dam. He says, no, dam, tamtsis is still called dam. But it's a machlokas. It is according to the... He uses the opinion that says it's still good. The term is going to be so. Dam atamtsis ba'azhara. Going and eating dam that was drained is usher with an azhara. It's warning. Rashi says, ba'azhara hey lavin ksive. Bidam chad lo dam atamtsis kedam rinim v'krisas perakamad of dalet amud beis. Rebuda amur b'karis. Rebuda says, so somebody who has that dam, it's chayiv karis. So the fact that he says that, wawa we arrest is halam yal from the of time over there, you can learn his reasoning is why that is. Fact is, though, that he says that dam tamtsis is a real type of dam that can be chayiv karis like other types. Therefore, he equates it with this as well. It can be brought as a zrika. Hi, from Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Moder Behuda Linian Kapara. He's masked when it comes to the idea of Kapara. Shein Mechaper. The dam tamtsis is not going to be Mechaper. The draining blood. Not the stuff that's splurted out from the Shechita, but the stuff that kind of like drips after. In fact, he says it's not going to do give you Kapara to put on this Be'ach Shenemar. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Hadam Hu Banefesh Shechaper. That's going to be Mechaper. Dam Shenefesh Yotze Bo Kori Dam. That's called Dam Shein. If it's about ain kari dam, it's not called dam. So, hundred kushla duchte. Back to the original question: why would you take off the floor when most of that stuff is going to be dam dam? So it's not going to be work. Not going to work. Other behudla tamekos is logic. Tamar ain dam avatal dam. He says blood cannot be mavatal blood. That is, that some of the dam that's going to be over there is going to be the dam actually from the neck. So it got mixed up with the other dam. Tamsis is not going to be mevatalit, and since it's not going to be mevatalit, therefore it's able to be used even if it has some of the dam tamsis, even majority of dam tamsis, because there's also going to be dam of the nefesh that's going to be mixed over there. It's not mevutal. Amar lam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi said the Chachamim ledivreichem, according to you, that blood was not collected from the floor in Erev Pesach. Lama poking in Azara? Why did they plug the hole of the Azara of the courtyard? Rashi says Arvi Pesachim Shelo Yotzu Adamim Derech Amar Lenachal Kidron. They plugged it up. If they're not going to collect the blood, then let's leave it open and let the blood drain. Amar lo, say back to him, Shevachu lebnei Aaron shehalchu adar kuvusehem b'dam. It is a shevach, it is a praise to the sons of Aaron when they would walk in the blood up to their knees, because it shows how chaviv the avodah is to them. Therefore, you plug it over there to give them the opportunity to show how much they love the karbanos, and that they would be walking around the blood over there. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. V'adam havi chatzitza, but dam is chatzitza. Rashi says bein raglayim l'ritzpa. V'tan only gabe kelim chulu pasul. We saw earlier in daf tesvav on the basis, Rashi, that if you walk in the floor, if you have your feet on the floor, and if you have dam, if it's going to be chatzitza, it's going to be pasul. The vod is not going to be good. Says Gemara, no lachu v'lav chatzitza. It's wet, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. You're going to step through it, and it's going to be on the floor. At this time, we learned in the braisa hadam ba'diyova devashva chalof blood, ink, honey, milk, yaveshim chotzin. The yavesh is chotzin, lachem is chotzin. It's not chotzitz. Dry is a problem. Wet is not a problem. In fact, I have a halakha mitzvasei monayu, but their clothing is going to become nasty if the blood is, you know, the floor is up to their knees. At time, it's in a brisa. How you begadim mitushtashim ba'avad? Let's say they're gross. They become dirty. Then you go to the avoda psulas, the psula, then avoda psula. It's going to be possible. So it could be this dam was all the way up there. Chite with the madalim. If you want to say it, oh, they would lift up their clothing above the knee, so it wouldn't stain it. I have a tanya mido. We said it has to be fitted. Remember we saw the gemaras earlier, but it has to be the proper measurements. Kimida, so according to his mida, according to his size, that which he is. Right? Where did we see this? We saw this earlier. It's also in Yuma. Okay. Shelo yechsev shelo yoser. It can't be lacking. It can't be extra. It's got to be just right. Says Gemara, beholachos evarim lekevish. They'll kind of walk through the near blood when they would bring the limbs to the ramp. The lava vodi, that's not an avoda. Therefore, it's mutter for them to lift up their stuff at that time. And then when they would get there, then it would be higher ground. I have a low. Really? You're telling me that bringing the avoda is not considered an avoda? The time within the base of Higrav Akorin is a call. You'd be makrav everything. You'd bring everything. Zohar lachas avarim lekavish. It's talking about bringing the avoda to the ramp of yours. Of course it is. Elabo lachas the eitzam maracha. Rather, the Quran would walk through the blood. They're carrying the wood to the maracha, to the pyre that's on top of the mizbech. The lava vodi, that's not considered an avoda. For the avoda, but when the Kranim were doing the avoda, had they walk without getting all bloody during the avoda, they weren't able to go lift it up. They would walk on raised stones that were set up in the floor of the courtyard over there. Rashi says it's the bows gavon are either a little bit higher. Sham binyan avanim ve'enu chotzin demin aritzvayim is considered part of the floor itself. Therefore, it's not a chatzitza. Zok, the next Halig Mishnah, we spoke about the idea of pigol. If someone has in mind at the time that they're doing the carbon, they can do it outside of its time, or they're going to do it outside of its place. The pigol is the first case, and the second is going to be that it's going to be pasul. Now we have exceptions. Let's say somebody did a shechita and he had in mind to eat something. It's not the normal thing to eat. Rashi says, chutz limkomo chutz is man outside of its place or outside of its time. Something that could be eaten, but is not, you know, it's an edible thing, but we just don't eat it. Or let's say he has in mind to burn something on the mizbech, something that's not meant to be burnt on the mizbech, right? Let's say something that should have been eaten. So let's say the first example would be he had in mind to eat something that's edible that's supposed to be brought on the mizbech. Let's say to drink some of the dam or to eat some of the emurim. You're not supposed to eat those things. Or let's say he had in mind, like we just said now, he intended to burn on the mizbech meat that should be eaten, kasher. Then in both these cases, it's going to be kasher. The Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. Let's say someone had in mind leechol davar shadarko leechol. He had in mind to shecht. While he's shechting, he had in mind to eat something that's meant to be eaten. Lachta davar shadarko lachta, or to burn something that's meant to be burnt, and he had to have in mind outside of its time, outside of its place. Pachus mikazayis. If the thing is less than mikazayis kasher, then everything is good. If he had kavana to eat something which was half of a kazayis, and also to burn something half a kazayis outside of time and place, kosher. Shein achila v'aktar misarfen. You can't be mitzayir if these two separate things, achila and haktar, two separate things. Okay. Shochet es hazevach lechol kazayis minor. This is something which isn't burnt, and it's also not to be eaten. So what happens if someone doesn't mind that he's going to eat a kazayis of the or of the hide? Umin rotev, or from the gravy, right? He intended to eat the gravy made when the meat of the offering is cooked. He wants to have the gravy. Umin a kifa. Kifa is like the stuff that gets on the side of the pan when you cook it. Right? Rashi's mafarish, but orva rotev. Tavlin vidaktakas habasar shochenes b'shulei kedera. Stuff gets stuck on the side of the pot. Umin a olol, or he's in mind to eat some of the olol. Rashi says gidat savar. It's the a sinew of the neck, sukkah, it's very hard. Vein relechil, it's not something which is like normally eaten, it's hard to eat. Minat samos are from the bones. Umina gidin from the sinews. Umina karnai minu atlefayim are from the horns or from the hooves. Chutz lezman of chutzum komo, kosher. Is it any of these type of things outside of the man or his place? It's going to be kosher. Because the only things that are fit to be eaten over here, right? Things that we said over there, it's not normally eaten. Because either it can't be eaten or it's just not considered eating. And there's no pigol involved here. It says imaya zevach pigol shechishiv abasaro al imurov chutzazmano v'nispagal ochel meilu pater. All these things is not going to fall into pigol. V'nosar. It also doesn't fall into the category of nosar. You know, if you leave a carbon outside of its time, you can eat it, but you have to burn it. And if you eat it, you're going to be chayiv karis. You're not going to be chayiv karis for that vitame, or for eating these things when a person is in a state of tumor. It's just that machal b'tumas haguf, me'achas me'ilo zevach kosher, everything's going to be good to go. Hashochet et ha-mugdashin, if someone shechs kachim, Rashi says now, uses the lashon not of zevach, but of mukdashin, right? It says, kol hechet anaket hay lishna, mayri bin the cave, we're talking about in the cave, it's female animals. Lechol shlil shilya b'chutz, to eat a fetus, or the stuff that comes out after the birth, outside of the time, you know, of its, she says, shibameel, the stuff that's in the stomach, the intestines, outside of the place that's designated for eating the mother. Lo pigel, he was not mefagel. Rashi says it's a sevach to lav gufei de zivcha, which is not considered the actual body. Hamolik is a torin. Somebody does malika on torin. We've seen the bnei torin; those are turtle doves. Lechol beitseim b'chutz, you're to eat the eggs outside of the place. You're supposed to eat the turtle doves. Lo pigel, it's not considered. What about milk of an animal that was kadosh? The milk that was in its dadah, ubeitzi tarin, or the eggs of the turtle doves that were in the birds at the time of the malika. Chayev and lemishon pigal, not chayev pigal. For these type of things, Rashi says in pigal v'zevach v'alcham v'chelba lo mechayev karis to love zivchahu. It's like as a part of it, no sar v'tamei. Same idea. Don't have the issue of no sar. Don't have the issue of if a person is tamei when a person is involved with this. Okay, let's look at the hilugi gemara. One of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah is the fetus. They eat the fetus after, it's not going to be pigal. Amar Rabbi Elazar, pigal b'zevach, if someone had pigal intent for a zevach, nespagal ashlil, the fetus also has, this becomes pigal. If someone checked that the carbon was beyond its time intent, not only it itself, but also the fetus takes on that status. And it's going to be chayiv karis, someone eats it. But shlil, if someone might have the fetus, lo nespagal zevach, the pet doesn't go the opposite way. Pigal ba'alol, if someone had mind to eat the alol, right, that we discussed was the git of the tzavar, right, that thing of the neck over there, nispagla mura, and the mura is known as the crap, right, says lo chazi lachila, it's the tarred part of the animal that's not roi to eat, the pirsha ba'amahu, hilkach machshav dida, lo mifagla, umiyo hechad nispagla, oh, fayidi davar acher, kevin de ika inchi da'achli chayav alav karis. So nispagla mura, bimura, if a person, 1 second. If someone had pigal ba'alol, right, that's that of the bird, and this pagamura bemura about the crap, those pagal, then it doesn't mess up the alol does not become pigal. Pigal bemura, someone had pigal about the mura, the sacrificial parts of the bulls that get burnt, and this pagal parim, the bulls became pigal, and you eat any of that, you're going to be chayav karis. Biparim, if someone pigal about the bull, lonus pagle emurim, but it doesn't impact the emurim, and so someone eats them, doesn't get karis. So Rav Elazar is saying that pigal intent about certain parts of the carbon does not affect pigal, but once an offering has become pigal, then those parts are going to be chayav karis. Lema Messiah le. Let's try to bring somebody that's going to back him up. V'shavim, shem chishe b'achilas parim, u b'sreifasan lo'as av lo klum. Rav Shimon and the Chacham are going to be masking that if a Kohen had pickle in mind during one of the blood avodas about eating of the, you know, or achila of the bull's meat or the burning, about burning the bull's meat outside of Yerushalayim, lo'as av lo klum, he didn't do anything. Now, we didn't say this earlier. Rashi does explain, though, what type of bulls are we talking about over here? We're talking about one of the parim that are burnt with the intention to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm and other parts outside of its time. This is certain types of karbonas that were done outside of Yerushalayim as opposed to done by the Mizbeach or Eden. They weren't consumed by the Mizbeach or Eden. Before the meat is taken out of Yerushalayim, the sacrificial parts are removed and burnt upon the outer altar. And the bulls in this are like Paran Kohen Goyen Gadol, which is the Chatas he brings for his Averis, we learned in Harios, and Par Helam Davar, these type of things as well. So, this Braisa is telling us that stuff is burnt outside of Yerushalayim anyway, therefore lo asav lo klum, he didn't do anything. Now, my lav, ha chishe b'emurim is palgul b'parim. Don't we learn now from his mashma that only intent about the bull's meat is going to be knocked out of being pigal? But if you had chishe b'emurim is palgul parim, it would be mefagel. According to the Chachamim, which is what Rabbi Elazar said, therefore we see they're working together. And for the Gemara, lo. No, maybe not. Maybe all it means to say is, beep, turn the page. If you had a pigal mind in mind for the emurim, then it would be mispagal, the emurim themselves. So you don't have a raya that they're on the same page. So the Bryce is teaching only that pigal intent about the emurim is going to make those parts pigal. Doesn't back up his position that the meat becomes pigal also. Toshima, let's try to back up Rabbi Lazar from the following Mishnah found in Me'ilah. Parim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. When you have the bulls that are burnt and the seirim, the he-goats that are burnt, mo'alin behen mehuk mi shehukdashu. Once they become muktashed, right, once they get consecrated, they fall into the category of Me'ilah. Nishchatu, once they get shechted, huchshu lipasa b'tful yom. Once they're shechted, whoops, and not only Tful Yom, but Uchus HaKippurim. That's a Tful Yom who goes ahead and they touch it, they can tam it, and Uchus HaKippurim, so bring the carbon, is going to be also Uvelina, or by keeping it overnight. My lav. All right, so doesn't this mean to tell you that Linas Basar isn't this talking about keeping the meat of the bull and the goats overnight? Tushmami na, migo de pasa belina, that since keeping them overnight is going to pasa them, pasal ba machshava, therefore also pigle can have impacted it as well. And this will back up Rav Elazar, that pigle intent about an offering is going to put pigle on its meat, even though the intent about the meat itself is not going to make it pigle. So it's going to lo, lina semurim. You know what it's talking about? The Mishnah could be talking about over here, just leaving over the emurim overnight and not keeping. And not to the keeping of the meat. So the Mishnah is teaching nothing about the meat itself. Hamad the Ketani Seifa. The Gemara says, hold on a second. What the fact that it says in the Seifa? Kulan Molen Behen Al Beis Hadeshin Ache Yutach Habasar. That all of them, the bulls, the he-goats that are burnt, are still falling to the Garam Me'ilah after they were put on the place of ashes until the meat is Ache Yutach Habasar, until it's charred. Rashi says, from the fact in this verse, kulam olam behen ad besadashen ashulcha basar michlal dureisha linus basar. We learn out that the first part is talking about leaving it overnight and not about the emurim, like we just said. Because Gemara Midi Iria, you have any proof that the beginning and the end are talking about the same thing? Because that's what we're trying to say. Are they talking about the same thing? Who says? Hakadis, Savagadis. The Rishi talking about one thing, Sefer talking about something else. Rishi Emurim, Rishi talking about the Emurim. Sefer Basar, talking about Basar. And therefore, again, you don't have a raya for Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Okay, we weren't able to back up Rabbi Elazar. Now we're going to bring a braisa to actually knock it off. Mosiv Rabba, ve'elushin mfaglin ve'en mispalgin. These are things that won't affect pigle, and they won't become, they don't affect pigle or become pigle. Right? That means that pigle intent to bound them is not going to do anything. And if someone would render a carbon pigle, the parts of the carbon, these parts of the carbon are not going to become, fall into the category of pigle. Samar Shabroshi Kvasim, right, this is talking about the ola, the wool on the head of the lamb, doesn't become pigle, it's not going to become pigle. Vesei Bishkan Atiyoshim, and the hair and the beard of the goats, Vea Or, and the hide of anything, Vea Rotev, the gravy, Vea Kippa, and that leftover stuff on the side of the pot, Vea Olul, and the Olul, Vea Mura, the crop of the bird, and Atzamas, the bones, Vagin, the sinews, Vakanayim, the horns, the Talafim, Talafim is the hoz, Roshil, the fetus, Roshilia, the, like the placenta or so, Avichelev HaMukdashin, and the milk that's in the datim of the animals, Ubeit Zeitarim, the eggs of the turtle doves that are there, Kulon Lomafaglin, Velomaspalkin, they don't create pigle and they don't become pigle. Right? They can't, if you had in mind something wrong with them, it doesn't impact anything, and anything in an animal that became pigle, they don't get impacted. Nosar, Vitame, or let's say Nosar, somebody who came Nosar, Vitame, or eating doesn't fall into the category of no, someone from the category of a tummy, someone touches it, the mile mahem bechutz pater, and anyone who brings it some outside of the base of English is going to be pater, no problem. My love, lo mefalgin azevach, velo mespalgin machmas zevach, oh, it's not except for Belazar. Is it true that the Bryson means to say that pigle intent about these things, the fetus and the bird's crop, it doesn't cause the offering to become pigle? And these items don't become pigle when you have intent on them. It's not something Rabbi Elazar that says an animal or bird offering is brought is considered pigle. The pigle extends also to the fetus and the womb and the crop, etc. So it goes against Rabbi Elazar. Says Gemara, lo. This is not a proof because Rabbi Elazar could explain lo mefaglin es a zevach. Pigle about these things will not cause the carbon itself to become pigle. For lomas palgan machus atzman, these things don't become pigle through the intent someone had about them. But if someone had pigle intent about the meat or the sacrificial parts of a carbon, and thereby makes the offering pigle, then the pigle iser does go to those things, like Rabbi Elazar says. So you didn't knock me off. Says Gemara Yachi, if that's really true, that these words of the Baisa means that, and that the listed things can become pigle because of a coin's pigle intent about the carbon, hadakatani seifa, then how do we explain the seifa? Kulan lomfaglin vlomispalgin. All of these things don't affect pigle or become pigle. Hasu lamali. Why do I have to say this? It's saying exactly this in the beginning. Frank the Gemara, v'litameh, hold on a second. But even according to your pshat, that it's doubling up. Ein chayavin alav mishum pigol, hasu lamali. But the next part of the verse is, and people are not going to be chayav kares for having eaten from one of these things that became pigol. Why don't you say that? Even if you're going to agree that this is, you know, is extra, let me say no, sir, v'tameh. We say that since the verse had to teach about the iser of no, sir, v'tameh, ton of pigol, so brought the pigol also. Hachanami, I did the let me say, amai, let me and b'chutz, to bring up this concept of someone who brings to go outside the base of English is going to be put there. Tanam, you call on the Fagam Muslim. It doubled up in its wording, but just to keep things consistent. So the interpretation of the Bresa that works with Rabbi Elazar is still alive. In other words, like we tried to knock Rabbi Elazar, it didn't work. Rava Mar. We tried to knock off Rabbi Elazar, Rav is actually going to back him up. Afananami Tanina, we also learned this from our Mishnah, Hashochit Samukdashin, someone shechs consecrated animals. Lechol shlilu shili bechutz lo pigol. Famalikas atarim lechol beitzim bechutz lo pigol. The other tanin after it said chalev amukdashin, right? Chalev mukdashin, the milk of these animals that were shechted beitzitarim in chayev la mishum pigol no sevatami, not chayev for these type of things. Okay, so what do we see? Hashlilu shili chalavim, chayavim. that's mashma that for eating the shlil, the fetus, or the shiliar, these people are going to be chayav for eating pigul, which goes against the previous part of the Mishnah, which says that the fetus and the shilia can become pigul. Must be that in the final part of the Mishnah is talking about becoming pigul because of the intent about the karbanos, and since the carbon as a whole became pigul, then it also goes to these as well. And the other one is machmas atzman, that when the Mishnah says the fetus and the afterbirth become pigul with intent of themselves, the pigul is not affected at all because these things are considered inedible, and therefore intent about these doesn't affect pigul. Shma mina, that kind of backs up our lizard hardcore, and we are good and dandy. Bam, beautiful. Tanana, so we kind of move a little bit to the side now to talk about a new different topic. Okay, let's take a look. Tanana, so we learned in the Mishnah over there that says, Ubali Mumin, if you have the parts of the sacrificial parts of a Bal Mum, these things are not muktash by the Mizbeach, and if they're put up in the Mizbeach, you got to remove them. Rabbi Kiva Machshir, Bal Mum, Rabbi Kiva, he though, he says that they are considered valid. You can bring them up, and once they're placed over there, then they. So Rabbi Kiva is masking that these sacrificial parts of a Bal Mum can be put there lechatchila. But if they're put there, so he says, no, they're maktish them, and you leave them over there. You don't take them down. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo hichshir Rabbi Akiva ela bedukin v'shvayin. Rabbi Akiva considered the parts of a Bal Mum valid only when the Bal Mum is talking about cataracts. This is a problem with the eye. Holuk shir ba'ofos, since this is going to be good when it comes to ofos, therefore the mizbech is going to maktish an animal with these type of problems. Vusha kadem hekdesham as hekdesha as muma, and even an animal with this mum is valid only when the animal's muktish preceded its blemish, came before it became a bal mum. If it got it before it was muktash, Rikiv would also say, no, it doesn't get muktash sized, and you take it down. Umodur Rabbi Akiva ba'olos nekeva, and Rabbi Akiva, he agrees about a female ola, dekeman dekadamuma lekadesha dami, that is treated as if the mum came before it was muktash, and it's not going to be muktash it, therefore, you take it down even once it was put over there. That's because an ola has to come from a zachar, and not from a nekeva. Right, as Rashi says, there's no mum greater than that because every ola has to be a zachar. Masav Rabbi Zeira. One second, I asked the kasha. Hamay lemehem bechut spater. One who offers these things, like the fetus, as a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash is going to be pater. Ha me'iman chayav. It exempts somebody who offers a fetus outside the Beis Hamikdash, but that's mashma, that if you did the meat from the mother, one would be chayev. How are you going to find a case when somebody's going to be chayev for offering meat of a female animal outside of the Beis Hamikdash? Olos nekeva. This is only in the case of an olos nekeva whose meat should be offered on the Mizbeach. What's going on over here? That is that somebody is going to be chayev for offering outside of the Beis Hamikdash only something that should have been done inside the Beis Hamikdash. A female animal can be muktash as a chatas or a shlamim, but the meat of those things is not brought in the Beis Hamikdash. The chatas is eaten by the kohanim, and the meat of the shlam is eaten by the owner. The brisa must be talking about a animal that was made as a ola, which we know females not generally don't like that, but whose meat can possibly be burnt on the mizbeach. So the Braisa's din, that one is going to be pater for offering the meat of a female's ola, fetus, outside, but it's going to be chayav for offering the meat of the female ola itself. This kind of goes against Rabbi Yochanan, what he said. Now, it makes sense if you knock over Rabbi Kiva said. Instead of Rabbi Kiva holds, that the Rabbi Kiva holds, an ola is the keva. If it goes up, you don't bring it down. Hamani. Right, so who's that going to go like? Rabbi Akiva. That goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that a female ola can be kept on the Mizbech once it's put there, then it can be brought within the temple in the Beis HaMikdash in that type of situation. Even though it shouldn't have been brought there. And therefore it makes sense Rabbi Akiva would hold the one's going to be chayav for bringing it outside, like the Brisa says. Aliyah, right? But if you want to say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, also Tera comes down, how money? Who's that going to go like? It doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva, and it doesn't go against anyone who argues with him. Says Gemara, Ema Hamaila Mehen Bachutz Pater. No, so rather, what should we say? The Braisa really means that one who brings them, these type of things, like the fetus, outside of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be potter. Ha me emura iman, memura iman chayav. But if one offers the emurim, the sacrificial parts of the mother, he's going to be chayav. So the Braisa is talking about a female chatas or shlamim. There's no shaykhis in this conversation of Chibar Abba about the ola. In fact, the Gemara, vaha mehem. Mehen Katani, the Braita teaches that one who offers them, meaning the fetuses, which means their meat, the Iman Dumin Ditu, and their mother is similar to them. So it makes sense that the Braita is teaching about the mother's meat, like we thought, and it's not talking about the Emurim. Ela'ema rather say, Hamala me Emurehem Bechutz Pater, Ha me Emure Iman Chayav. So rather just fix it like this and say, someone who offers up the Emurim Bechutz, the sacrificial parts of the fetus outside the temple, is going to be Pater, which would imply if it would be some of the Emure Iman, not from the fetus, but from the mother, then Taka, it would be Chayef. So no, the Bryce is talking about the sacrificial parts of the animal fetus, not its meat. So the implied ruling, the mashmos, about the mother, is talking about the sacrificial parts also. Therefore, the Bryce is talking about a chatas or a shlamim, and it's teaching nothing about the ola, like we said before. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.